Governor Scott Walker's proposal to rewrite Wisconsin's rules for lawsuits covers a lot of ground, but the piece that would make it harder to file punitive damages prompted some of the angriest and sometimes tear-filled testimony at a public hearing this week. Several people said the governor's plan would make it impossible for them to punish the people or businesses whose mistakes had killed or injured their family members. Republicans on a state Senate panel changed the plan to keep the old rules for punitive damages intact, but they added a cap of $200,000. Milwaukee Senator Rich Zipperer said it made sure these kinds of lawsuits would still be an option, but with limits.
There are a number of states that don't allow punitive damages. There are a number of states that have a cap. I guess this number would put us within the mainstream.
The cap could actually be raised to twice the amount of compensatory damages in some cases. Those types of damages cover expenses like hospital bills or lost wages. The changes would only apply to new cases, not those already in the works. But Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach said Republicans were still unbalancing the scales of justice.
And they're protecting people who shouldn't be protected in certain situations, and I don't know why they're doing that, other than the fact that, you know, they live in this echo chamber where there's massive, wild, run-amok lawsuits in this state, and that's just not the case.
Democrats say the rest of the bill is full of hidden costs and needs time to be fixed, but Republicans are likely to pass it out of the full Senate on Tuesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.